Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, How to Reach Your Physical Goals. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
There's no temptation befallen you or taken you, but such as is common to man. Don't believe the lies of the devil that you're going through something that nobody else has ever gone through. He'll try to lie to you and go, but nobody knows what you're going through. No, the thing is, people have come through it and beat it. Amen. And so can you. Yeah. Amen. Amen. It is common to man. Secondly, what? God is faithful. He won't allow you to be tempted above what you can deal with. What does that mean? With the temptation, He'll make a way. What does that mean? That you can overcome it. What does that mean? Oh, it's good news, friend. In the fight of faith, if you find yourself in the ring with a big hairy problem on the other side, you know this. The very fact that He's in the ring with you means you can whip Him. Yeah, if He really was too big and bad for you to whip, the Lord wouldn't have allowed Him to get in the ring. That's what that means. He won't allow anything to come up in your life that you can't overcome. That you cannot in Him beat. That's good news.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Now, I like the way, and this is exactly right, the way this other translation worded this. Yeah, the Living Bible says it like this. He said, remember this, wrong desires that come into your life aren't anything new and different. Many others have faced exactly the same problems before you. And no temptation is irresistible. Oh, friend, I like that. That's another way of saying the same thing. No temptation is irresistible. Oh, the devil will tell you that this and that is irresistible. Oh, that's just, you can't resist that. That's just too much for you. There's no such thing as an irresistible temptation. Can't resist. Can't say no. It's too much for you. It just overwhelmed me. People say, well, I was just with that person and they were just so good looking. It was just irresistible. I couldn't help it. No. That's a lie. You could have said no. Could have walked away. I couldn't help it. That's a lie. You could have said no. Well, that money was just right there and it was just too tempting. You could have walked away. You could have. Well, it was just all falling down around me, and next thing I knew, I just told a big lie. It was just too much. No, you could have told the truth. If you really couldn't help it, if it was really too much for you, then you shouldn't have to repent. Because you're really not responsible. It was too much for you to handle. You could not handle it. You didn't have the ability to, and that's why God is faithful. He will not allow a situation like that. If it really was too big for you and too much for you, He wouldn't let it happen. He wouldn't let it come up. So if He's in the ring with you, Amen. You can take Him. Amen. You can take Him. Amen. Amen. I didn't say it'd be a picnic. I didn't say it'd all be easy. But if you won't quit, you can win. Yes. If it shows up in your life, you can resist it. You can say no. You can walk away. Amen. Even if it's areas that you have given in and given in and given in and given in and given in before, do not believe lies. Well, I'm just too weak. I can't help it. That's a lie. As long as you believe that, you're going to keep falling. But when you begin to believe this, greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can hang up this phone. I can turn off that TV. I can walk away. I can tell the truth. Amen? Do you believe this? You can. Oh, hallelujah. The psalmist sometimes says, Selah. I mean, think about that. Ponder that a while. So I want you to do that right now. Just think about that a little bit. Say, I can. If it's something as simple as walking by a candy bar, I can. If I decide to eat it, I eat it because I decided to. Right? But if I decide I'm not going to eat it, then I don't eat it. Brother Kenneth Copeland talks about Miss Gloria. Miss Gloria has maintained her size for years. And he says she's amazing. He said, you know, I used to go into the bakery and get a hot loaf of bread and get excited and just poke a stick of butter down in the loaf and just eat the whole loaf. And then eat another one for dessert. Just out of control. So this is what it's all about. Control.
Yeah.
And he said, she, Gloria, he said, she'll take a candy bar and take one bite off of it. Roll the wrapper up. Put it in the cabinet. For a week. Come back. Take another bite. Roll it back up. Well, that's control. Everybody say control. Somebody say, I wish I could do that. Don't say that ever again. I wish I could do it. Say what the Bible says. I can do all things through Christ. Who? How can I do it? He strengthens me. He enables me. Oh, I sit down there and I get to watching that stuff and I just can't turn the TV off. Next thing you know, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. I've watched all kind of junk I shouldn't have watched. I don't know what's wrong. I'm just weak. I can't. Quit saying that. Quit believing a lie. That's a lie. It's an excuse to yield to the flesh. What is the truth? Can you turn it off? Can you walk away? Say it out loud. I can. I can. Do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now this is the first point in what I'm going to be teaching you here about reaching your physical goals, whatever they may be. This covers a lot of ground. Number one point in reaching your physical goal is what we've already been talking about. Truth. Everybody say truth. Truth. This is point number one. Truth. What'll set you free? What the Bible say? What is it? John 8:32. You shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. Right? Would that be from anything? I understand it's bondage. Go through all your life unhappy with yourself. Now see, I realize I got a number of people. You're hesitant about even nodding your head and agreeing with me because this has been such a sore spot with you. Well, first of all, I hadn't said anything to you about what size you ought to be or what weight you ought to be or what shape. That's none of my business. None. But I've had people just get mad at me because I told them Philippians 4:13 is true. You can do it.
Amen.
Yeah, but you don't understand, Brother Keith. Yeah, and you're not listening. Brother Keith didn't write Philippians 4:13. Brother Keith didn't write Mark 9:23. I want to know, do you believe that?
Yes.
All things are possible to him that believes. Then it is possible to overcome in this area. If you want to lose weight, lose it, keep it off. If you want to gain weight, gain it, keep it. It is possible, isn't it? It is. Say it out loud, it's possible.
It's possible.
Yeah, but it's so hard. Why would you say that against yourself? I've a good minister friends of mine. Good people, love God, know God, preach the word, operate in the power of the Spirit, but have been, 150 pounds above where they ought to be for decades. And I've had them look at me and say, my metabolism, it's just so slow. I don't know what's wrong. My metabolism, and I just look at anything and gain 10 pounds. These are the same people that get up and preach confession and faith and the power of your words. But see, so many times when you've been saying something for decades, you don't realize what, you don't hear yourself. Don't use your words against yourself. Use them for yourself. What was that woman saying, Phyllis? No, what was she confessing? She said, my metabolism is supercharged. Supercharged. Not a draggy, slow metabolism, but a bonfire. And she said, she's confessing, I lose weight easily. This is in her heart. And this is in her mouth. And this is changing her body. Did you hear now? The doctor didn't know this. He examines her. He says, what's going on with your thyroid? You taking something? Can a confession affect your thyroid?
Yes.
Can a confession affect your metabolism?
Yes.
That's what he's seeing evidence of this, and she's losing weight. Oh, but friends, so many Christians have, you know, they laugh about it and go, well, you know, boy, once on the lips, forever on the hips, you know. I mean, that's just the way I am. Now listen. We're laughing, but is it funny?
No.
Is it funny to have hips twice the size you want to have?
No.
And people say, well, you know, Brother Keith, you don't understand. I've had 5 children. And once you've had 5 children, you know, your hip. Well, I'm sorry, but I don't believe it. Because I know of mothers who've had 7. Did you hear me? And look wonderful. Now, I hadn't called anybody's name. We hadn't said anything about a weight number. It's not about a weight. Somebody said, well, what my weight number? Get numbers off your mind. It's not about a size, dress size or a pant size. It's about you feeling good. Being happy with yourself. Feeling like you look good.
Yeah.
Not feeling like you got something else to do, but that you're there. You're where you want to be. Amen?
Amen.
Is it possible to get that?
Yes.
Is it possible to have? Can you get it?
Yes.
Can you have it? Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Grace and Truth, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R102. That's R102, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.